Blog Talk Radio.
Lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth? That the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man. Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God? Who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voice, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time. Right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord.
Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm being joined by my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. Good morning, Deaconess. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Mel. I'm doing excellent. Thanks for asking.
Amen. And again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. We are sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. Praise God. Our scripture of focus is Job 38, 12 through 13. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. Say that we walk in the authority of Jesus Christ and we give our morning, our day, the issues of life and this world legislated instruction and walk them out by faith. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. Thank you for joining us. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page there. Here you can post your prayer requests. You can post testimony. You can ask biblical questions. You can engage the ministry. You can keep up with what the ministry is doing, events and things such as that. So please go to the Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page and engage us. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our broadcast. So and as always, we're going to start with praise and worship. Heavenly Father, we just magnify your name. Heavenly Father, we uplift your name. Heavenly Father, we give you praise today. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We give you praise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah, Father. We enter your gates with praise and your courts with thanksgiving. We thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise your holy name. We uplift your holy name. We magnify your name. We give you glory this morning. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name. We uplift and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. We give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for waking up our children, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for blessing us. Blessing our homes, Father. We thank you for blessing all that you have placed in our hands, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for salvation. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Father, many, Father, many, 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 Father, made plans, Father, for this day, Father. Many went to sleep, O Heavenly Father, with plans for this day, but did not awake, O Heavenly Father. So we thank you for life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers, O Heavenly Father, for those less fortunate than us, O Heavenly Father. Those, Father, that might be homeless, O Heavenly Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for those who are fighting depression, O Heavenly Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers, O Heavenly Father, for peace, O Heavenly Father. Peace in Jerusalem, O Heavenly Father. Peace, O Heavenly Father, in Syria, Father. Peace in Yemen, O Heavenly Father. Peace, O Heavenly Father, for countries abroad, O Heavenly Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers for peace, Father, for the city of Chicago, O Heavenly Father, and other cities, Father, in this nation, O Heavenly Father. We remind you of our prayers, O Heavenly Father, for them. We remind you of our prayers, Father, for our children, O Heavenly Father, here in this city, here in this country, and abroad, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we remind you of the prayers for those who, Father, will hurt and harm, O Heavenly Father, and try to enslave children, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, against corruption, O Heavenly Father. Corruption in business, corruption in government, corruption in families, Father, corruption in marriages, Father, in the name of Jesus. We remind you of those prayers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. We know that you hear all our prayers, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father. And we thank you for answering our prayers, O Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we remind you of our prayers for our president, Father, and leaders of this country, O Heavenly Father. We remind you, Father, of the prayers to surround the leaders of this nation and the nations of this world, Father, with wise and godly counsel, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for wisdom, O Heavenly Father. We remind you of our prayers, Father, for the mayors, Father, the governors, O Heavenly Father, the congressmen, Father, the representatives, Father, of this country, O Heavenly Father. We remind you of the prayers that we have prayed, Father, for leaders abroad, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We remind you of our prayers, Father, that we have prayed for municipalities, Father, in the name of Jesus, police departments, firemen, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We remind you of our prayers that we have prayed, that we have laid before your throne of grace, Father, for the military, of this country and countries abroad, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, and magnify your name. We give you thanks on this morning, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of our prayers that we have prayed, Father, for church leadership, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift your name, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers and our decrees, Father, that we have made over those fighting affliction, O Heavenly Father. We remind you, Father, of the things that we have bound, Father, on this earth, we have loosed on this earth, O Heavenly Father. And we know the things that we have bound, Father, on this earth are bound in heaven. The things that we have loosed on this earth, Father, are loosed in heaven. And we thank you, Father, that heaven is in agreement, Father, with the things that we have legislated here on earth, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that your angels are enforcing them in the spirit, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that you will not leave us or forsake us, O Heavenly Father. We just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we remind you of the prayers that we have prayed for those, Father, that are not in their right mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that they are healed and that they are restored, O Heavenly Father, that their minds are restored, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of the prayers that we have prayed, Father, for the man and woman that have not received salvation, Father. Hallelujah. Father, help us to lift you up, to exalt you, Father, so that you may draw all men to you, O Heavenly Father. And as we come boldly before your throne of grace, Father, let us have that same boldness, O Heavenly Father, when we approach others, O Heavenly Father, to talk about you, Father, to minister to them about you, Father, in a loving way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, and magnify your name. We thank you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise this morning. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we come against the spirits of division, Father, trying to divide families, marriages, friendships, O Heavenly Father. The spirits of division, Father, trying to divide cities, states, countries, O Heavenly Father. We come against the spirits of racism, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Come against the spirits of bigotry, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You, Father, we come against the spirits of confusion, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, Father, your spirits of peace, O Heavenly Father. Come on these situations now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift, Father, we bring before you, Father, those, Father, that have run away, those that have been kidnapped, O Heavenly Father, those that have been stolen, Father, those that have been manipulated, Father, out and away from their homes, O Heavenly Father. Father, we pray that you would bring them back home. Father, that you would free them. Father, that you would, Father, just strengthen their families, Father, their loved ones. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now, Father. We thank you. Praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you on this morning, Father. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way today as we go forth in prayer. Have your way throughout our day, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us a comforter, a coach. Hallelujah. You have blessed us, Father, mightily. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, and magnify your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for always thinking of us, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Father, for fellowship. We remind you of our prayers, Father, that we desire fellowship, a deeper fellowship with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of the prayers, O Heavenly Father, that our communication, Father, with you, Father, your communication with us is enhanced, O Heavenly Father. Every hindrance, Father, is broken and removed, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Father, for deliverance for those who need, for those who desire deliverance, Father. We thank you for their deliverance now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. We give you praise this morning. Hallelujah, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. We uplift your name this morning, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you that we have a praise in our mouths this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, Father. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. We thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for your favor. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your blessing that is on us, Father. We thank you for the blessings that come from the blessing, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, because you have given us the victory, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you have given us power over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Father, for if you are for us, Father, who can be against us, Father? We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that we are victorious, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we are victorious, Father. Victory, 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 Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And Father, we always pray, we always decree, O Heavenly Father, that you, Father, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father, that you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For we know you, Father, through the Son, and we decree and declare, Father, that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, has been enlightened and is being enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, that confident expectation to which you have called us, to the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, Father, your people, your children, Father, and so that we will begin to know the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active power is in us, Father, who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. So, Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, Father, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father, for being active, O Heavenly Father, and blessing our families, O Heavenly Father. Those that we cover in prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us that intimate insight, Father, into the knowledge of who you are. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for flooding our hearts with light, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you open, Father, our spiritual eyes, O Heavenly Father. Sharpen, Father, our spiritual sight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sharpen us, Father, as you sharpen our spiritual hearing, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, sharpen us, Father, sharpen us, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. We thank you for this day, O Heavenly Father. This is the day, Father, that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. And, Father, all these words that we have spoken, Father, before your throne of grace, Father, in the name of Jesus, it is so and so it is. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I mean FMFC Global Prayer Warrior. Commanding your morning, and we are going to have Deaconess Angela Campbell lead us in prayer. Deaconess?
Yes, Pastor Milver. Praise God. We just thank you, God. We exalt you. God, we continue to magnify your name. God, we just love on you this morning. We give your name praises and glory and honor. We continue to give thanks for all that you are and all who you are, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we exalt you. We thank you for intervening into the things of man. We thank you for the authority to speak a thing in the earth, and so shall it be. We thank you, Father Rasteka, that you are not a God that sits far away, but Father God, you are with us. You are Jehovah Shema, the God that is there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Korobo Shandosata. You are Emmanuel, God with us. O Koramama de Korabasi, you Koromanosata. You are intimately Komanande Korabase, involved in every part of our day and our life, God. You know every care that has been on our head because you counted it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You are with us before we were formed in our mother's womb. You knew us even then. God, we thank you for the intimacy of how you know us, how you formed us. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We take Harabashe Korabade. We Koromo Shandarabasate Kandiriosata. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for intervening into the things of man. We thank you for how you interrupt the plans of the enemy. We thank you for the authority you give us to shut down the plans of hell. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. And God, we just come before you, asking that you would search our hearts and our minds in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we're asking, God, that you would create in us a clean heart. And, oh, God, and renew a right spirit within us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you repenting, God, of anything that's not like you, any thought process, any belief, any confession that doesn't line up with you and your word, anything, any unforgiveness, any sin known and unknown. We come laying it at your feet, God. We repent in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, because you know, we know that your word says that when we repent, then there comes a time of refreshing. We believe you, God, for times of refreshing. As we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, because it's time for refreshing. It's time for refreshing, God. We believe you for times of refreshing. We believe you, Father God, as we enter the seventh month of 2018, that you are perfecting some things in us and in our situations. So, God, we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you for the opportunity to come boldly before the throne of grace and to receive mercy. God, because we need times of refreshing. Thank you, Jesus. So, thank you for refreshing on today. Thank you. Thank you for refreshing on today. Thank you for, oh God, thank you for refreshing. Thank you for refreshing on today. We thank you. Your word says, come to me, those who are heavy laden, and receive rest. Come all that are thirsty, and I will give you drink. Thank you, God. God, we thank you for drink on today. God, we pray that even right now, those that have needed a refreshing, that you will, hallelujah, that you would refresh them. Let them feel your spirit overtake them. Those that have needed a refreshing, let your refreshing wind blow upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them feel the refreshing of you, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them hear in a still small voice that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them shall be brought low. Let them be refreshed, God, on today. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for times of refreshing. We thank you, Father God, for renewing our strength. We thank you for mounting us up on wings as eagles. Thank you, God. We thank you that we will run and not get weary. We will walk and not faint. Thank you, Kandeobasi. Even in times of natural heat, we will have refreshing. Even in times of spiritual heat, hallelujah, we will have refreshing. Even as we have prayed for some and they have spoken ill against us, we will have we will have times of refreshing, because we will not curse them, but we will forgive them, because you said when we repent, there comes times of refreshing. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we have prayed and sought for you in things of difficulties, God, and for people that have been cruel to us, in the name of Jesus, God, we release them. We hold no unforgiveness against them, in the mighty name of Jesus. But God, we thank you for refreshing on today. Thank you, God. Thank you, because you have renewed in us a right spirit, Father God, because you have cleansed us from all unrighteousness, God. We thank you for refreshing. We thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for strengthening, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you because of the press. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that as we press into your presence, Father God, more refreshing has come forth. God, we believe you for even greater refreshing. And a greater perfecting. Thank you. We thank you for a greater fine tuning. Even as your man of God said, that you're fine tuning our ears, fine tuning our vision, giving a sharper vision, sharper hearing. Father God, we thank you for this time of fine tuning in your presence. As the pieces of a clock are tightened and tuned for precision. We believe you that as we press into your presence and continue to be refreshed, we will be precise in what we hear, precise in what we see. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will even understand what is happening in our own times, Jesus, because you're speaking to us. Hallelujah. While we are present to you, we'll be able to hear you. You'll say, this is the way, walk in it. This is the way.
Hallelujah.
Don't turn to the left or the right. This is the way, walk in it. We'll be able to hear you clearly, understand where we are going. We'll get the vision. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll be able to run with it as we press into your presence, Father God, as we receive the refreshing from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Wow, we thank you, God. We thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for everything that we've experienced over these past 6 months, God. We thank you, we thank you for the purging. We thank you for the pruning. We thank you for the process. We thank you for the things that you've uprooted in us, God. In the we thank you for the things that you've done in us and through us, God. We thank you for the things that you've uprooted out of us, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for these days on the prayer line. We thank you for every 6 o'clock hour, that or 6 o'clock or 4 o'clock or 2 o'clock, whatever time we are waking up in every time zone. We thank you, we thank you, whatever time we listen to it. We thank you for being consistent in this prayer. Because, Father God, you say rather than you hear and answer prayer. You are a hallelujah. You are a God that hears and answers prayer. Hallelujah. You said do all things through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. God, we thank you for consistency of January, February, March, April, May, June, and coming into July. Of prayer, Father God, so that refreshing could come into this nation, refreshing could come into our lives. Thank you for prayer on today. And even on today, if we have not been consistent in it, God, we say on today that we will continue and start to pray even more and press into your presence even more in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we are at the 7th month. We are approaching it, God. And oh, God, we desire the times of refreshing in you. Have your way, God.
Have your way.
Have your way. Refresh your leadership, God, as your man of God prayed. We're for call. We just declare a refreshing over your leadership, a refreshing over Bishop, a refreshing over Apostle Overton, a refreshing over Apostle Dozier, a refreshing over Prophet Dozier, Pastor Kelly, a refreshing over all the ministry leaders, all of the ministry partners, a refreshing, God, a refreshing, a refreshing, a refreshing, that they will continue to press in the things of you. A refreshing for everybody that is listening and will listen later on in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you on today. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And God, we just bless you for all that you're doing and how you're doing it, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we are in agreement with those prayers. So it is, and it is so in Jesus' mighty name. We have a caller that has joined us. Caller from 9933. How are you this morning? Caller from 9933. How are you this morning? We might be having some difficulties where the caller can't hear us. Father God, we just thank you. We uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father. We come standing on the law of agreement this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We want to uplift those, Father, that are on the line, Father. We want to uplift those, Father, who couldn't make it on the line this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know what they stand in need of, O Heavenly Father. You know the issues of their lives, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father. You know the attacks that the enemy has brought on, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hello?
Oh,
yes,
hi.
Caller from 9-3-3?
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Is this
Good
Brother
morning.
Francis?
This is Brother Dan.
Oh, good morning, Brother Dan. How are you?
I'm all right. Just praying here, reading my Bible, listening to your prayers. It's encouraging me and getting my morning started right.
Amen. Did you have a prayer request?
Oh, just coming under a lot of discouragement because of a vision I had. I want to share my vision. I seen the Lord. And he encouraged me and said that he said, I know, you know, I love you. I know I heard him say that, and I know I seen his face. And it was just for a couple of seconds in the prayer time of prayer, and I seen a vision. But I get discouraged by my family, and they don't understand. And maybe it's because of my past or maybe because of my mental illness, whatever the reason may be, I get discouraged as if I can't hear from God. And I've seen my prophecies that God has given me. I've seen them fulfilled. I've seen the word work in my life. And even I believe others have seen it, but it seems like it's not celebrated or encouraged. God encourages me. I don't need my family to believe me, but I would like them to. And it's
Amen.
Just discouraging. Yeah.
Okay, well, remember, we always want to pray for them because, remember, a lot of times our family members, if they have not received salvation, they're lost. So they don't understand who you are in Christ. God says we are peculiar people. So we look strange to others. So we have to pray that they understand. We have to pray for their salvation. You now are from another land, another kingdom, another country.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
They no longer know you. Because God has renewed you, He has made you new. So they
yes.
don't they recognize the old you, but they don't know the new you. So
right.
approaching
and
them,
thank
and loving,
you.
Yeah, approaching them in love and understanding and patience, they have to get to know the new you.
yeah. Yeah.
So just as God was patient with you before you received him, you have to be patient with them and just pray for them and love on
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
And don't get discouraged because God
right.
said that he would never leave us or forsake us. It might feel that way. It might feel that way. But a pastor taught just this week where the Bible says, but at your word, because you said certain things in the time of distress, I'm going to stand on those things. I'm going to stand on exactly what you said, and I'm going to stand on it because you said.
Right. Jesus said, cast on the other side. They've been fishing all night, right? And he said, cast over
David.
To the other side. They said, well, because you said it, I'll do it. Yeah.
There you go. And because God said the joy of him is your strength, just give God praise in these moments where you feel discouraged. Give God, just begin to praise God and watch how all that distress just falls off you. That is your remedy. That's your remedy for distress, is to begin to praise him in those moments of distress. I mean, just raise your hands and begin to give him thanks. Begin to give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Go to your quiet place. Nobody has to see. Go to your quiet place and, Lord, I'm seeking you. Lord, I want fellowship with you. Lord, I give you praise. I'm going to worship you. And you'll see those attacks and that distress just leave.
Right. It's like when I see his face, I could just see his face when I seen that vision. And just praise him regardless of who says what. I just praise the Lord because I can remember what he showed me. That's why he showed me it. He said, I love you. He's encouraging me himself. I believe that it was him. I believe it. And I can just praise him and remember the vision, just focus on what I seen, and praise God regardless of who believes what.
And also remember that the Lord said, by his stripes, you are healed. So don't keep saying my mental illness. You didn't go out and purchase it. You didn't ask anybody for mental illness. So don't take ownership of it. From this day forward, do not take ownership. Now, you may have been diagnosed with it, but let that come out the mouths of the doctors. Your truth is that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you are healed. So we're gonna pray over that, and I'm going to have Deaconess Angela Campbell pray for you and pray over you, and we're going to continue to cover you in prayer throughout the week. Deaconess, can you pray for Brother Dan, please?
I certainly will. God bless you, Brother Dan. Father God, we just thank you and praise you and bless you. We thank you for Brother Dan on today. God, we thank Korabasi. We thank you for how you brought him on the line. We thank you that he has been seeking you, Father God, and he continues to seek you. We thank you, Lord God, that your presence is with him. We thank you, Korabasi. You said, even when your mother or your father forsakes you, I will be with you. God, we thank you for your presence with him. We thank you, Father God, for your encouragement of him. We thank you, that you are a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Thank you, thank you. Build him up at Ikora Bande in his most holy faith on today, Holy Spirit. Build him up in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Okorabasi, we thank you on today. We thank you for the things that you have shown him. We thank you that you have spoken to him. We thank you for the visions and the dreams that you've given him. God, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Amos said that he was not a prophet. He was a son of someone that was not a prophet, but yet you spoke to him. So God, we thank you for speaking to Brother Danny. We thank you for speaking to this man of God. We thank you, God. You choose. Who you speak to and who you speak through. And God, we pray that you will strengthen him on today. We pray that the joy of the Lord will be his strength on today. We bind up every spirit of we bind up every spirit of discouragement, despair, despondency, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you because your word said that you will silence the enemy as we praise. So God, we praise you, hallelujah. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you that this man of God reach out, because you said one can send 1,000, but two can send 10,000. So God, we thank you for the power of agreement. We thank you, God. We thank you that you're executing judgment on the enemy right now because we are praising you, God. We praise you, God. We pray, God, hallelujah. We praise you, God. We praise you, God. We praise you, God. We thank you that our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through you and the pulling down of strongholds. Every stronghold of despair and despondency, every stronghold of negativity, we pull it down in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence with the man of God. We thank you, Father God, for speaking to his family. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you that you're dealing with the eyes of their understanding. You're enlightening them. We speak right now that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened. That they may know the hope of glory. That they would understand, Father God. And if they are not saved, that you would put a word, a thought, a good man of God before them, that they would be saved. Hallelujah. That he would live a life before them that would bring forth salvation and conviction. He will live such a life before them that they will be convicted. They will say, what must I do to be saved if they are not saved? God, we thank you. We pray that they will say the same thing about him that they said about those disciples. We know that he has been with Jesus. God, we know he has been with Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And God, we do praise you. We speak a blood barrier of Jesus Christ all around his home, all around his heart. We release your angelic help and protection all around him, all around his home, all around his home, everywhere that he goes, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for the angels of ministry that have been released even now to minister unto his heart. God, we thank you. We pray for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Father, we just uplift, Father, the man of God's family, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we are praying, Father, that they are brought into the sheepfold, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that they will hear the gospel, Father, with love being preached, O Heavenly Father, that they would be drawn to it, Father, that they would cling to it, Father, that they would have a thirst for your word, Father, and the understanding of you, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we break the hold and the grip of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan and all your demons, you are to release these people now in the mighty name of Jesus and allow them to clearly hear the word of God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. Remove your hands off this brother, this man of God, right now in the name of Jesus, as it is written, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name for this young man. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Father, that you will never leave him or forsake him, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that your word, Father, tells him to throw, cast all his cares on you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, when he gives you praise, O Heavenly Father. You inhabit the praise of your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father, that when we pray, you dispatch angels on our behalf, Father, to minister to us, Father, the things that we have asked for. But, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that when we give you praise, Father, you show up, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Father, when we come together in your name, we thank you, Father, that you show up. There you are in the midst of us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you on this morning, Father. We uplift and magnify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Keep him in the spirit, O Heavenly Father. Day, Father, hour after hour, minute after minute, Father, in the name of Jesus. Keep him in the supernatural, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Heavenly Father. Let him know, Father, that he is in your bosom, Father, that he is sitting, Father, at your right hand, O Heavenly Father, with Christ, Father, that position, that place of power and authority, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, Holy Spirit, just pour into his heart and let it flow out of his mouth, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind and break up mental illness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. By your stripes, Lord Jesus, this young man is healed in the name of Jesus. It is so, and so it is right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let healing just ooze out of him. Let him speak healing, O Heavenly Father. Let him no more, Father, say that he has mental illness, O Heavenly Father, because the truth is, Father, by the stripes of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Messiah, Father, he is healed, Father. He is whole, and he has been restored, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, he has the mind of Christ, Father, as it is written, O Heavenly Father. Let this mind be in you as it is in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you for the mind of Christ, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we decree and declare the spirit of shalom over him, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, Father, no weapon formed to prosper, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, no weapon formed against your people, Father, shall prosper, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you on this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In your Son's mighty and matchless name, so it is, and it is so. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Dan, how did you hear about us? Brother Dan, are you there? Okay, we can't hear Brother Dan. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Please go to our Facebook page. Like the page. Here you can post your testimonies. You can follow the ministry. You can post your prayer requests. You can engage the ministry. You can ask biblical questions, and we will get those questions answered for you. But please follow us on Facebook at FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Our time is growing nigh. And before we go, I just want to ask my co-host, is there a word from the Lord?
Hi, Pat. You know, Pastor Mel, I don't know if much of the word from the Lord. I just really believe that that God wants to make sure that we're refreshed, you know, that we are refreshed and that we continue like you've been teaching and praying, that we press into him. So I think that's the most important thing, knowing that God really does love us and he wants us to be refreshed and encouraged, and he wants us to keep seeking him and pressing into him.
Amen. Amen. Well, Father God, we decree a refreshing of your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree a refreshing, Father, right now, O Heavenly Father. Let your refreshing spirit fall on us, Father, like rain. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declare, Father, we are being refreshed even right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are being refreshed, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Again, thank you for joining us on FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. And until next week, please join us next week, same time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and keep up with the ministry, dialogue with us. And as always, please remember that God has blessed you, God favors you, and because he favors you, laws change, rules change, protocols change, procedures change, situations change, hearts change, decisions change, all in your favor. And God has established his arm with you. God loves you. We love you. Until next week, God bless you, and we will see you then.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church. Let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
everybody.
Say amen.
church,
say,
to what His word says,
God has
spoken.
God has spoken. What the devil does.